Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you and your bright and shining faces. We introduce ourselves. Our name is Adaronda. Ah, very good to see you. Dearest beings of light, as you know, you are here not by accident. You are here to acknowledge that element of peace within this part of the world. As you may have heard today, you are surrounded at this moment by neighbors that are not quite so friendly, huh? And one might look over at the neighbor and think, oh, well, if they could only do this or if they could only do that. But we are just looking at those neighbors and loving them. That is all. Love only. You see, we're going to stand up because we like to see all of those wondrous beings back there. And when we are standing, we are the same height, huh? You see, you have the capability to instill love into each being here that you encounter. The riders of the horses, the drivers of the bus, the people in the market. So we ask you to each time you encounter someone, that you just take a bit of a short breath and just allow your heart to connect directly with their heart. For you are in a crossroads area. There are ancients here that have come back and forth and back and forth. There are visionaries here in the land from the future. Many of you have seen that this land is different energy. It does not have the chaos of Egypt. It does not have the traffic of Cairo. And that is what you are creating. That is what you are instilling in your vibrational frequency. You see, because the great masters have walked on this land. Take a deep breath. The great masters are you who have walked here before. The great masters are connecting in new and different ways. And I am so grateful you have arrived here. We give thanks to you for your energy is that of the purity of my life. You and I are the same. You know this. You and I are one. You can do what I do. Always. That is why you received the invitation. Even though some of you may not understand my words right now. As you open your heart, you will understand. You see, that heart is the heart of Israel. That heart is the heart of Jordan. When we walked this land together, changes occurred. They will occur again. Thank you. Thank you for accepting the call. Thank you for your willingness, for seeing through the chaos, for seeing through the pain, for seeing the heart and soul of this planet. From your presence here, as each of you, each of us, walk this sacred land of Jordan, know that with every single step, peace will reverberate and radiate out from you. We will be connecting to the leaders of this land and the neighbors of this land, heart to heart, soul to soul, asking for wisdom to replace ego, asking for love to replace the argument. Asking for connection that only humans can experience, which is why I am here with you always. I love you so much. My friends, my family are your family. You must remember that. And as you do, your heart will swell with love and divine perfection that you are. It is time to stop remembering what you did here and start living what you are here to live. You understand? Love. It is simple. Conquers all, doesn't it? Love breathes all. That is what I am here to remind you once again. We love you deeply. We honor you, and we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Sometimes the message is the message. And you might have a room filled with those who channel. And there will be a commonality, a common theme between them. It is not an accident that this takes place. And I wished to continue the message of Yeshua. There is something happening on the planet that is unique in this new energy. We speak of history, For that is what this particular tour is about. The tour continues, for we are in the country of Jordan. And if you look at the history here, one of the things that is unique in a strife-torn area with those who would oppose Israel, with enemies at every border, it was this country who first made peace. And in order to do that, I'm going to tell you something. It took a king to do something like this. If he had taken a poll of the citizens, it might never have happened. One man's vision of peace between he, the country that he represents, and an enemy that had been an enemy for many, many years. You might even say that this goes back centuries. It's time to stop remembering. And it's time to start looking forward to a future. But what I want to tell you is that there is a new attribute in this energy. There are young people in this country, some of whom are Palestinians, many who are simply Jordanites, who were born after there was peace with Israel. And that is all they've ever known. They grow up knowing about peace between the countries. And then it starts. They are taught in school or by their parents or their friends who are older how they should feel. Who did what to whom? How unfair certain things are and why they should hate the people they should hate. This has been going on for a long time. And dear ones, some of these young people are starting to question that. They're asking very basic questions like, why should we continue a strife that is not even something we had anything to do with? Why should we take history as our guide when it is filled with hate and conflict and war? Why should we perpetuate something that has never, ever brought solution, ever? Where are the new ideas, they would say? And the teachers and the parents would back up and say, you're too young to know. When you get older, you will see what we see. And the young people are saying, that's not the case. When we get older, we will see beyond what you see. And the reasoning for this, in this new energy, is something that is taking place. And I'll give it to you. History is no longer carrying the same impact as it used to. In an old energy, humanity warred. They did war after war after war. And history led them into the next war. And they would take a break and go back at it. Even if there were spaces or lulls between conquerors, another country would have theirs and on it would go. They seemed to take their turns through history, conquering many, only to be conquered by others. This is an old energy, historic attribute, and it's beginning to shift. With the involvement of human nature, with light starting to be seen better and better, and solutions starting to occur more and more, there's going to be less and less history-driven consciousness. Sometimes it takes a king, and in this time it did. Now, I want to reflect on what this means to you. Now I'm going to turn a page, as my partner says. And I want you to see what I've given you and how it applies to what we're going to discuss. Every single human, especially the old soul, has history. And that is carried in your Akashic record. In an old energy, your Akas would show itself in certain ways. If you had strife in certain lifetimes, it might pop up an energy that would push you in this lifetime. Sometimes it would push you to the dark. Sometimes it would be difficult to conquer. Sometimes you would sabotage yourself and not even know why. The Akash is alive and well. Your past life energies bubble to the surface and sometimes create issues that are lifelong. Here's what I want to tell you. That in this new energy, the history that you experienced in your own Akash is going to be suppressed. You're going to start feeling clearer and not know why. Things that you would normally be afraid of, coming from Akashic experience, will no longer be there. Some unbalances that you have, self-worth issues based upon the past of your Akash will start to clear. Now, human, this is evolution. And it's based in love energy, balance, and compassion. We have said without those three, even the clearing of your Akash won't be enough. In fact, there will be some human beings who will miss the energy that pushes them into unbalance. And they actually will go see some help and say, I'm not feeling the same. I don't have much to worry about anymore. What's wrong with me? This has always been the case for some human beings. But the old soul recognizes the clearing, thankful for it, and saying, this is the new energy. Last year, I sat in Israel. And so did the partner who sits next to me called Marilyn. And we shared a common energy projection, not telling of the future, but a projection of potential. And the potential was peace. Dear ones, if it can happen here in Jordan, it can happen anywhere. It took a king to do this. So I ask you this. Can you become your own king and push out the things that history has given you that are no longer appropriate for your magnificence? Can you take a deep breath and actually say, no more of this, no more of this? Things that bother you, where you cannot proceed or get ahead, or you feel somehow held back, or for some reason, there is always something in the way. That is the Akash. That is who you were for hundreds of lifetimes etched into that soul which you carry in this time. It takes a king. And in your case, you are your king. Don't take a poll of your intellect. Don't take a poll or ask permission of anything but that which is inside that wants to clear it all. The clearing today is going to be far, far easier. These things will diminish, which keep you out of balance, which makes you worry at night or cry when nobody knows you're crying. It's time to see that which is true, that peace is the way of things. It took a king here to create something that will have ramifications in his family for the rest of time. How about you? For the rest of time. And so it is.